The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Do you understand what we are going through? Do you understand that we're dying? Do you understand we'll all be killed? Do you understand that unless Donald Trump wins, we're finished? Do you get that? What am I talking about? Who am I speaking to? Your crazy capitulating president, or is he working for the other side, had a group of Muslims in the White House to celebrate the end of one of their holidays, which I don't even know the name of, nor do I give a damn. I don't give a damn what their holiday is. How's that? And I don't want it in my White House. How do you like that? And I pray to God when Trump becomes president, I don't see an imam for the next 8 years. I never want to see an imam in the White House again. I'm sick of it. Your Muslim president celebrated the end of a Muslim holiday in the White House to a crowd of Muslims only. And listen to what he said in the following clips. And let us go right now to clips numbers 2, 3, and 4 on the Savage Nation.
Muslim Americans are as patriotic, as integrated, as American as any other members of the American family. And whether your family's been here for generations or you're a new arrival, you're an essential part of the fabric of our country. Today's also another reminder that Muslims have always been a part of America. In colonial times, many of the slaves brought over from Africa were Muslim. We insisted on freedom of religion, in Thomas Jefferson's words, for the Jew and Gentile, the Christian and the Mohammedan. For more than two centuries, Muslim Americans of all backgrounds, Arab and Asian, African and Latino, black and white, have helped build America as farmers and merchants, factory workers, architects, teachers,
shut up. And just community leaders. Just shut the hell up! Get the hell out of the White House already and take the furniture! Take the dishes, just get the hell out! Go back where the hell you came from! Doesn't mention one attack by Muslims. Celebrates Muslims without talking about Fort Hood, San Bernardino, Orlando, you name it. All touched by his friends. And this blind fool, or is he blind? Is he really that blind? You don't see after all these years who he really is? You don't see that he was put in here by the secret hand that controls the world, the few secret hands that gave Iran the ability to build a nuclear weapon. That was his number one job. Long before he was president, he was handpicked to make sure that Iran got the ability to build a nuclear weapon. And he was helped along with all of the, quote, anti-Zionists in the media, many of whom are Jewish. He was helped along with all of the liberal suicide cases. And now we hear him celebrating Islam in the White House with one lie after another. Not mentioning the terror that they're conducting around the world. Wherever you look, everywhere on the planet that there's a terror act, it's a Muslim attacking his neighbors. Ask yourself a question, one simple question, Mr. Obama. Why is it that wherever there's a terror attack on the earth, to the 99th percentile, it's a Muslim who can't get along or wants to kill or convert his neighbor? Why is that, Mr. Obama? I think even you can figure that out, as blind as you may be. I watched this lying snake speak after the terror attack in Germany. And again, he broke into a laugh. He broke into a laugh like it was about him again. Our hearts go out to those in Germany. That's the leader of the free world. A Hallmark card comes out of the snake's mouth at a time like this. You have a choice. I really don't want to turn this whole show into a choice between Hillary and Trump, but that's all it comes down to. You want to live or you want to die? Do you want your nation to live or do you want a nation to die? It's that simple. There's no other choice left. This is it. How in the world can you not see with your own eyes and hear with your own ears who he is? That even after a terror attack, he's still whitewashing Islam? Islam does not mean peace. That does not come from Salam. It means submission. Every scholar in the world knows that Islam derives from the word submission, not from the word peace. What they mean is we'll have peace on earth if you submit to the sword, or if you convert to their religion. That's what it means. He knows that, the snake. That's why the snake was chosen. That's why the snake was chosen to be the greatest propagandist in the history of the world for a single religion, perhaps since the Middle Ages. I don't know of a single man who has missold a religion on this level. In my reading of history, I don't know anyone who's done a job like this. And we sit here like the idiots we apparently are. What a dumb... You know, maybe the West is dead. Maybe it died a long time ago. Maybe Spengler was right when he wrote The Death of the West, 1908, approximately. I remember reading it in college, and I was floored by it. I didn't know what he was talking about. Boy, do I know what it's talking about. Boy, do I know what he's talking about, what he meant when he wrote The Death of the West. The thing is, though, that Spengler wrote The Death of the West, he predicted something different than what we're seeing. Spengler wrote that book, and he predicted that the Asiatics would take over the world. Well, who knows? Maybe he's right. Doesn't look like China's doing too badly. But right now, we're not being attacked by China with machine guns, knives, and axes. No, that he's leaving to his Mohammedan friends. That they're leaving to their Mohammedan friends. One thing about China, you gotta give them credit for one thing. When their own indigenous Muslim population rises up, they don't say our hearts go out to the victims. When their own indigenous Muslim population rises up in the heartland of China, and a long, long, long converted centuries ago to Islam, they don't give peace a chance in China. No, they don't give peace a chance. They don't give peace a chance. Look what they're reporting on Fox News. Terror attack is suspected. What do you think it was, you idiots, at Murdoch Jr. Enterprises Incorporated? Murdoch Jr. Enterprises, terrorism suspected. No, it was Timothy McVeigh back from the grave. No, it was the neo-Nazis who shot up fellow Germans in a mall. Insanity, the world is just watching the West melt down. A Muslim gunman opens fire at a McDonald's, then shoots people up in a mall, in a suburb, by the way, and then he escapes. There's nothing better that I can do for you right now than read you a page from Scorched Earth on Muslims, because I said to myself, did I see this coming? I'm going to read you a page and see if I was prescient, and I'm sorry to say I am. I saw this coming. So here's a page from Scorched Earth on Muslims. Ever wonder why there are so many young men coming west, but no women, no children? It's because of Hijra, which the Muslims describe as, quote, jihad through immigration, through migration, close quote. Who are these traveling jihadists? They're not all from Syria. Many of them are from Bosnia. Some of them are from other nations. It really doesn't matter where they're coming from. What matters is where they're going. Like Germany, for example, I write. How did it happen that a nation with a strong conservative bent was suddenly overrun in the opposite direction? Well, you can thank those within its government who are, quote, liberalizing its immigration policies and in the process are destroying it. Who is Angela Merkel? Germany's chancellor? What do these traveling jihadists have on her? How did Merkel become a dictator with the power to destroy her own nation? For that matter, who gave Obama the power to be God Almighty? As I explained in the previous pages in Scorched Earth, we know what is empowering these people. Their arrogance and a narcissistic need to tear down anything they did not build. But who is empowering these evil people? I will use that word until the world hears me. Evil. Because evil exists. Evil is a leader who does not respect the wishes of the people, other than a small, loud, delusional population of like-minded psychotics. The rest of us have a right to our own national security, our own national identity. We, the people, have a right to secure borders, just as we have a right to secure doors and windows in our houses. Inherent in our Constitution, in the Bill of Rights, is our right to resist illegal search and seizure. The government has no right to break into your car without a warrant, to break into your house without a warrant. You're protected there. So what gives Mexicans the right to break into your country? Who gives Muslims the right to break into Germany? which has similar protections in place. Criminals do evil. Criminals do evil. Political criminals do evil. Merkel may as well have a black burglar's mask over her face and a tire iron in her hands as she breaks the windows of Germany and pries the doors off their hinges. No matter what happens, bombs are going off, Paris gets shot up, Mali gets shot up. That psychotic Angela Merkel is still going to bring in a million Muslims into a nation that is shouting, no more immigrants. I'm sad to tell you that that is in my new book, Scorched Earth. There's a lot more in it that I predict in Scorched Earth. Gunman opens fire. Shoppers flee. They shut down the train stations. Coordinated attack. What is astounding to me is that Obama has not yet been impeached. What is astounding that on an eve of triumph by Donald Trump, the man who probably will save the West, not just America, he probably will save the West. I said months and months ago he may be our new Churchill. Do you remember that? Remember when I said Donald Trump may be our Churchill? You remember when I said that? And then I talked about all the Lilliputians in the media and how they attack him. Last night's speech was an example. They all had a speech ready and the writings ready to follow his speech. No matter what he would have said, it was sent out by the White House because they all said the same thing. Dark speech, foreboding speech, not unifying. Then Obama said dark speech that he didn't listen to. It was created by the White House. It's around-the-clock Izvestia, around-the-clock suicidal propaganda. While the West dies, Obama dances with the Muslims in the White House. Yes, you heard me. Now, as far as Germany, we don't know exactly what happened. We still don't know. It could turn out to be a false flag before this is over. As you know, Merkel is in great trouble in Germany for what she's done to the country. As you know, she is doing more damage to the country than was done by anyone in the history of Germany. No one's ever done to that nation what she is doing. And given that she is a dictator, given that she has a background as a communist soldier, yes, look it up. There are pictures of her as a young communist in uniform. She marched in a communist German army. Then she faked it as a center-right candidate, another infiltrator. She's in deep trouble. She's hated. The country's in turmoil. It's in chaos. And this infiltrator is flooding Germany with Muslims as fast as she can. No matter what they do, she wants to bring more of them in. No matter what the people say, she tells them to drop dead. In fact, she's turned her special police on the German citizens who have stood up to her. So I would not be surprised if at the end of today they released a right-winger from one of the jails on drugs to go and kill somebody and then say, see, we told you the threat comes from the Nazis in Germany, not from the poor, peace-loving Muslims. I don't know how this is going to work out, but anything is possible. You don't understand how powerful governments really are. I don't think any of you really comprehend the evil of governments. I don't think you can even comprehend it, because if you did, you wouldn't even leave your house. You'd be afraid to make a telephone call. I don't think most of you understand how evil power-mad bureaucrats can be and what they will do to people. I don't think you have any idea. And the only people who know how evil governments are and what they will do to maintain absolute power are those who have been the victims of this absolute power, or those who used to work for the police agencies and can tell you from the inside what they do to people who stand in the way of their crushing a desire for absolute power. I don't know how this is going to end up, but it can go either way. I'll be right back.
Savage.
We can argue from today until the end of our lives whether he's an infiltrator or stupid. It wouldn't matter. The result has been the same. It wouldn't matter whether he was planted here by the Muslim Brotherhood or he's just a pie-in-the-sky, crazed liberal who refuses to see reality. And last night, Trump gave a speech, which was great, inspiring, moved the nation, got them to their feet. And the little people in the media, Stephanopoulos and the other Democrat operatives, Chuck Todd, put in there by the Democrats, Scott Paley, all of them, they all have the same thing to say. Dark speech, protectionism, isolationism, nativism. We heard it all before. We've all heard this before. Stephanopoulos has lost his qualifications to speak for as an objective journalist from the day he became a journalist, because he never was one. So what would you like to say about what's going on in the world right now? I mean, I've said, well, we still don't know who the shooters were. could be a false flag. I expect any moment for them to hold up the dead bodies of the shooters and say they were neo-Nazis who targeted Muslims. Because Merkel's in deep trouble in Germany, and as you know, demagogues like Merkel are capable of, well, anything. If a man like Obama or a woman like Hillary are willing to burn a nation to the ground for power, what are they liable to do when they're in trouble in Germany? Think about it. I mean, you say, wait a minute, what? What'd you just say? You think that the leaders of the West are not capable of going to war and destroying an entire nation to hold on to power? Look at the history of warfare, and you'll know why most people who come back from war oppose war. You ask any man, I don't care if he's a special forces operative who's come back, even ask ex-Navy SEALs what they think of war. They'll tell you the same thing years later. When they're young, maybe they go in with true belief that they're going to save the nation, and they probably do, in small part. But at the end of the day, they don't want to kill for old men and old women who are doing it for their own power, or their own self-aggrandizement, or interests that have nothing to do with the nation at all. Interests of bankers, interests of God knows who. So we're not calling for war, we're calling for self-preservation. We're calling for survival. We're calling for a president who puts America first, the president who says that we will be safe can be, as safe as we can be, really, in our own nation. A man who we hope will build that wall, a man who we hope will stop bringing in Muslims from terror nations, unlike Germany, which is bringing them in by the millions. And now we see the results of that. We don't know who did the one today. False flag. They may drag up some blonde, blue-eyed neo-Nazi and say, see that? The biggest threat to Germany is not from Muslims, it's from the neo-Nazis. So in the name of safety, Chancellor Herr Merkel is now declaring a state of emergency, and all those who oppose this government will be detained for their own safety. We don't know what could come tomorrow from the dictator who's running Germany. Angela Merkel is the insane leader of Germany, as you well know, with the same absurd insanity as Barack Insane Obama.
Savage.
Headline, Muslims behead priest in Normandy church, storm morning mass, ISIS celebrates. Not one word in the San Francisco newspapers, because it would make Hillary look like what she is, a complete and total disaster for the survival of your child. It would make Trump look like what he is, the only hope we have. The Muslims, who are fanatical, you want to call them anything you want, I know you're supposed to say something else, Islamists, but they're Muslims. They're getting this hate from their holy book. They're not inventing it. They're not getting it from a Hallmark card. You can only push it away for so long. They're at war with us. They're at war with the West. They're at war with Christians and Jews. And they're going for all of the weak points, whether it's a picnic, whether it's a celebration where people are relaxed, or now it's a church with an 88-year-old priest who survived World War II. Can you imagine surviving the Nazi occupation of France and leading a quiet, dignified life as a priest in northern France, and to wake up one day and these two animals, these subhumans, come in and make him kneel down, and they cut his head off at the altar of a church in Normandy? Do you know the significance of Normandy? Does this instill fear in you, or hate? It doesn't instill fear in me, it instills hatred in me. Are you afraid of hate? Has hatred been beaten out of your soul? You mean only they're allowed to hate? You mean only Hillary's allowed to hate Trump? You read the Bible. There's a time for love, there's a time for hate, there's a time for peace, there's a time for war. There's a time to live, there's a time to die. Maybe I should read that for you. Maybe you should understand that hatred is part of the human condition. Without hatred, you're going to be a dead sheep with your throat cut. Symbolically or literally. This is called a war of attrition. A war of attrition means they keep killing you with one slash at a time. And they kill you by a thousand slashes until your nation bleeds to death. I wrote about it in Scorched Earth. My last chance to awaken America, Scorched Earth. You know what that means? It means Obama is leaving America weak and bleeding with Scorched Earth policies. That's what it means. There is a war of attrition. I warned you about that. Remember I said that to you? I didn't want to talk about the Hague Convention in Philadelphia, which, by the way, is a complete bust. It's a bomb. It's a disaster. It's not attracting very much energy. They all know what it is. It's the Communist Party USA mixed in with a little anti-homophobia messaging, and that's about it. There's nothing there. There's no America there. There's no future there. It's the past. Democrats never mentioned terrorism on day one at DNC, Politico. Not once. Not once. We couldn't find any speaker who mentioned ISIS, Islamic terrorist, or terrorism during the first day of the convention. Why is it, in your mind, that Hillary Clinton will not mention ISIS, Islamic, terror, terrorist, or terrorism during the first day of the convention? Why is it that Hillary Clinton will not call for action against ISIS? Why is it the Democrat convention itself is just filled with people who have not only their heads in the sand, but I don't know where to say their heads are? Just got an article from Le Figaro in France. In Dar al-Islam, ISIS called to target churches. In the fifth edition of the French version of Dar al-Islam, an article called for addressing the churches. Now listen to what these subhumans are planning. And I'm quoting now. Always aim at the traffic areas, such as tourist sites, supermarkets, synagogues, churches, Masonic lodges, the permanence of political parties, places of preaching apostates, lists the Islamic propaganda magazine. They say the goal is to instill fear in their hearts. Well, there's a way to instill fear in their hearts, and you know what that is. That's going to take an actual American running America. It's going to take maximum bombing of their stronghold in Raqqa, where everything is killed, including the innocent. There are no innocent in Raqqa. There are no innocent in Raqqa any more than there were innocent in Berlin. Why do you think the United States of America chose to do the horrible thing of dropping two atomic bombs on a Japan that was already crippled militarily? They had no navy, they had no air force. Their land forces have been defeated, but they continue to fight on to the death in Japan. They refuse to surrender. So what did True Man do? True Man and his advisors, who were real Americans, decided that to save 1 million American servicemen from death, which is what it would have taken to conquer the home islands of Japan, they decided to drop Fat Boy on Hiroshima and the other one on Nagasaki 2 days later. Only when Japan was broken and fear was instilled in the hearts of every Japanese citizen did the Japanese capitulate. There is no other solution to a fanatical enemy who is steeped in hatred from birth, who uses his holy book as a justification to rape, pillage, murder, and cut the head off an 86-year-old priest. There is no other solution. You know, I don't say the French are weak. They're not weak. The leadership is disgustingly weak. The leadership is run by this creature called Hollande, a socialist weakling of the lowest order. And we in America are run by another socialist Islamist here in America, always justifying the attacks of ISIS, always explaining it away, always pretending it's not happening. They're one and the same. I can move now and say if Hillary wins, it's all over. But you all know that already. To me, it's a very clear choice between death and life. Trump is life, Hillary is death. It's that simple. There's no other choice in my mind, but my mind was made up a long time ago. What would you do if you were advising Trump to stop in this society in America? Do you know what I'm talking about? Well, I know it's not in the daily news because they appease the masses in New York City. It's not in the New York Post. They buried it under a naked picture of a slut from Hollywood or some moron basketball star. No, you won't believe it. If you look at the newspapers, your hair could stand up. Take a look what the New York Post became under Murdoch Jr. Michael Jackson was obsessed with my son. It hasn't been this hot in New York City in nearly 15 years. Donald Trump had a tantrum over air conditioning. Harrison Ford's broken leg fall to film company. TV psychic dies at 53. The deals that failed before Cubs-Yankee trade reality. This is what Murdoch's children have turned the newspaper into. So you have to scroll down and down and down. And listen to the headline they put around this atrocity. Listen to how they twisted it in order to make sure Islam is never mentioned. France church where priest was killed came up on ISIS hit list. Who is the affirmative action moron who they hired who wrote that? Who is the idiot that the Murdochs hired to write that headline? France church where priest was killed came up on ISIS hit list? Even a stupid journalist couldn't write something like that. Who was it written by? Pocahontas wrote that headline? Bill de Blasio's son wrote that headline? This is what the headline is in the New York Post. But go elsewhere. You can't find it anywhere else. Let's go to the LA Times. What's the headline? Nothing. Campaign update. Nancy Pelosi and Barbara Boxer expected to make a case for Hillary Clinton. No kidding. No, they're going to make a case for Donald Trump. Let's go to the next newspaper. Let's try another one. Wait. Here's the joke of jokes. Here's the joker in the deck. My hometown newspaper. SF Gate. DNC 2016. Hillary Clinton launches new app for election. Al Franken does this. Blah, blah, blah. Not one mention. Not one mention of the beheading of a priest in France. I would say shame on the drug addicts and the sickos at the SF Gate, but there is no shame permitted in a non-human. Non-humans cannot have shame. This is the problem here. We have non-humans running the media. They've ceased being humans. They have no connection to humanity. Now, here's the subtext of the story. The vermin who did this, the subhumans who did this, were on watch lists in France. One of the Muslim terrorists, a 19-year-old subhuman who lived close to the church in Normandy, France, was jailed for terrorist offenses following a short trial in France before being released on March 2nd this year. One of these killers of the priest was supposed to be living with his parents with an electronic tag. This is what happens when you have the weakness of a socialist government, as you see with Hollande, who is so interested in the law. But of course, the law didn't protect the priests, the priest, did he? Just as the law has not protected the Germans nor the French in all of the other terror attacks. The law is not working. And when the law is not working, what you have to do is establish new laws. New laws that are harsh. Truck attack in Nice, 84 killed. Axeman in Germany injures 5 in Würzburg. Shooting rampage in Munich kills 9. Bomber kills himself, injures 15 in Ansbach. Machete wielder kills woman, pregnant woman in Rutlingen, Germany. July 26, priests executed in Rouen by Muslim fanatics. There is only one question, which is how do we stop them in America? Because most of you don't care about Europe. Most of you could care less about France or Germany or Italy or England. Most of you care only about your own safety, which is quite human. And I was thinking about this morning. I said, in order for a war to be fought, people have to be organized, they have to be motivated, they have to be marshaled, they have to be told they're at war, they have to be made vigilant, and they need to be told how to fight the war. Well, they're at war with you. What are you waiting for, a bomb to go off in your daughter's elementary school so you can go and get balloons and clowns and flowers and put them outside the elementary school and go about business as usual? You can't let them do that to you. We're told by the FBI director before he was shamed during the email scandal, which is a shame to even mention, before he lost all credibility during the Hillary email scandal, the FBI director, Mr. Comey, told us there were at least 1,000 Muslims on the terrorist watch list in America. That means what? What does it mean that they have 1,000 Muslims? They didn't say Muslims, of course. That would be racial profiling. 1,000 people. 1,000 people on a terrorist watch list. What would you do if you were advising President Trump with these 1,000 people on the terrorist watch list? I know what I would do. It would be what any sane nation would do immediately. You would round them all up and put them in detention. You would put them in detention in prisons. And then you would hold speedy trials and deport those who you deem unworthy of residence here in the United States. You would execute any of those individuals who were complicit in planning or executing any murders here or abroad. But Obama continues to pretend that there is no war. Obama says there is no war with Islam. Well, I hope he's right. I truly hope he's right. To be frank with you, I hope he's right. And I hope his pacifism has protected lives instead of increased the number of deaths. I've got to tell you, I hope that his liberal pacifism is responsible for the relatively few deaths here in America. Because we're all sitting and waiting for the next one to occur. I'll be right back.
Savage.
Not one mentioned at the Democrat convention of ISIS or terrorism. In my book, Scorched Earth, I ask the following question. And you're going to listen to me, because there's no more important book. Here's what I wrote. Ever wonder why there are so many young men coming west, but no women, no children? It's because of Hijra, which the Muslims describe as jihad through migration. Who are these traveling jihadists? They're not all from Syria. Many of them are from Bosnia. It really doesn't matter where they're coming from. What matters is where they're going. Germany. How did it happen that a nation with a strong conservative bent was suddenly overrun in the opposite direction? Well, you can thank those within its government who are liberalizing its immigration policies and in the process destroying Germany. And I talk about that. And then I say to me, evil exists. Evil is a leader who does not respect the wishes of the people. Delusional population of like-minded psychotics. That would describe the entire Democrat National Committee meeting. A delusional population of like-minded psychotics. But then I write, the rest of us have a right to our own national identity. We the people have a right to secure borders, just as we have a right to secure doors and windows in our houses. Inherent in our Constitution, in the Bill of Rights, is our right to resist illegal search and seizure. The government has no right to break into your car without a warrant, to break into your house without a warrant. You're protected there. So what gives Muslims the right to break into your country? Who gives Obama the right to bring in 10,000 or 100,000 Muslim men? No matter what happens, bombs go off, heads are rolling, Paris gets shot up, and the psychotic leftists like Angela Merkel are still going to bring in a million Muslims into Germany that is shouting no more immigrants. Here in America, we're shouting no more immigrants. And in case you don't know what we're talking about, an elderly priest in Normandy, France, was going about his business, a man who had survived the Nazis in World War II, when two Muslim subhumans broke into the church, cut his head off in front of the nuns, and then gave a sermon in Arabic before they were pursued and shot dead by French police. If you can believe it, there are still French police who would like to snap their necks like breadsticks before they touch another Frenchman. But because of the socialists like Obama, their hands are tied. Their guns are put into their drawers in a lockbox. What else can be done? Well, a lot can be done. It's not the only thing is to go in and arrest them. I wrote about hiring hackers. And I write about it in a whole chapter on how to win the war against terrorism. And I talk about get the hackers off the seesaw. Let them get fully involved in this fight for survival. We have to get rid of the rules of engagement, like those Obama has imposed upon our fighting men. Pilots are coming back from sorties and saying they couldn't even drop their bomb loads because one of the girls in the Obama sorority told them not to drop the bombs on a target in Iraq because we might have some collateral damage. And it's the same thing going on here. We are crippled from the communist mentality, the top-heavy bureaucracy that's been established long before Obama, which is now metastasized into a Frankenstein. And then I said I have another suggestion on how to wrangle the hackers we so desperately need. I mentioned educating the droning hackers. Show them some of the beheading and murder videos that ISIS has posted. Show them the priest's head being cut off in the church because they filmed it. Did you know that? Show them the Syrian pilot being set on fire in a cage. Show them a small group of Arab men in a cage slowly being lowered into water and drowned. Tell the hackers that if they don't stop the subhumans who did that, they'll be suffering the same fate at the hand of a soulless enemy. And I write that after that, they'll be glad to break into ISIS networks for the U.S. military. Patriotism, I write, may be a foreign concept to a lot of these people, but fear is universal. Scare them and they will help. It's the same way we got rocket scientists to come to our side after the fall of Nazi Germany. Those guys had a choice. Come to America and work for us, or go to the USSR and live in a forced labor camp.
Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Let's look at the definition of the word tyrant. An absolute ruler unrestrained by law or constitution. When has this man been restrained by the law or the constitution? Can you tell me when he's been constrained? Well, slightly, yes. He tried to force 4 million more illegal aliens down our throats, but he was stopped by a federal judge. So you could say, yeah, okay, he's restrained by the law. B, a usurper of sovereignty. He's exactly like Angela Merkel. He's flooding us with illegal aliens from the south of the border, many of whom are infected, and then he's bringing in Muslims by the tens or hundreds of thousands. Why is he doing that? The same reason Angela Merkel is destroying Germany. It's to have a population of useful idiots to control very easily. What are the other definitions of a tyrant? One resembling an oppressive ruler in the harsh use of authority or power. A ruler who has no legal limits on his or her power. A ruler who exercises total power, harshly and cruelly. A person who uses authority or power harshly. Now, what is the origin of the word tyrant? Are you ready? Oh, it comes back from the old French word for tyrant, the 12th century, from the Latin tyrannus, lord, master, or tyrant. From the Greek, tyrannos, to lord, master, sovereign, absolute ruler. A loan word from a language of Asia Minor, probably Lydian, of Etruscan Turan, mistress, lady, surname of Venus. So what does that mean? In the exact sense, a tyrant is an individual who arrogates to himself the royal authority without having a right to it. That's Obama and Mrs. Obama. She thinks she's a queen above the law, abusing a taxpayer as often as she can. So we have a tyrant in the White House, and what's the answer to it? Nothing. There is no answer. We have absolute tyranny. He's out of control. He now has what he wants, which is a subdued police force. I got an email from a friend of mine, a Vietnam veteran, a very, very well-decorated combat veteran, comments on Friday's show. He said, Michael, I assume you've seen or heard of torture and mutilation of victims during the terrorist attacks in Paris, now revealed as suppressed by the French government. I listened to your show midway through your discussion with the Muslim lawyer caller who started to try to drag you into the maze of whether Sharia was good or bad. I switched it off. At that point, I had to wrap my head with duct tape. It was about to explode. I don't know, Michael, how you maintain your patience. We're dealing with the perfect enemy. Humans with the pathologic killing determination of spiders, equipped with an armory of lies, distortions, and grievances that play perfectly to disarm their victims, whose survival instincts have been surrendered to political correctness. However, unlike the spider, he writes, which must inject a numbing venom which paralyzes its victims, the PC morons of today have benumbed themselves. There was a slogan during the Vietnam War, kill them all and let God sort them out. Because I was a soldier who fought with a set of Judeo-Christian ethics, I found it repugnant then. But with this enemy, there may come the day when, to save ourselves, we'll have to do what Christians confronted with the same enemy had to do centuries ago. He's talking about the Muslim hordes, by the way. And literally kill every one of them engaged against us until they are reduced to a state where they are no longer a threat. That is, unless they do the same to us first. And I can think of a few scenarios in which that is not only possible but probable, unless we act before it's too late. And then he goes on to his words about Obama, which I cannot read on the air. They are that incendiary. I'll leave it at, he says, as far as the communist street hustler, you've done an injustice to hardworking snakes by defining him as such. But in this case, accurate, keep up the fire, Anonymous. How has this epidemic of cop killing, primarily by black males, changed your daily life? Because it has. I know it has. It's changed you in some ways, and you're probably not willing to admit it. Certainly you haven't admitted it to anyone you know, but it has. We all know that's changed your approach to certain people and their approach to you. You know that the society is now more polarized than it's been, you say, since the 60s? I would say since Reconstruction. No, the man hasn't taken us back 50 years. He's taken us back 150 years in race relations. The man has literally turned race against race. Now, I have a lot more to say about this. There's so much more to say about it. The Baton Rouge murderer was a Nation of Islam member. Did you know that? That's being covered up by Wolf Blitzer and the other useful tools in the media. Member of the Nation of Islam for a period of time. Does that matter? I would think so. Have you heard old Louis Farrakhan's speeches over the last year calling for 1 million brave men to stand up and to kill? You haven't heard that? In any sane society, that would have been considered, what kind of speech would that be called? Love speech? This internal race war is being fueled by this administration. And there's an external and an internal religious war, which we will not even acknowledge, let alone fight. Who Black Lives Matter really is and how they're basically a domestic terrorist organization built on a complete lie. Cops are dying as a result of the lie. And by the way, George Soros, in my opinion, is a world-class criminal who should be arrested by Interpol. He gave Black Lives Matter over $30 million. Now, this Black Lives Matter movement was founded after the fake Hands Up, Don't Move, Don't Shoot shooting of Michael Brown by a policeman in Ferguson, Missouri. But this was a myth. It has no relationship to the truth. There was a grand jury investigation into that shooting. Phelim McAleer read 5,000 pages of eyewitness and forensic evidence. And he said, I read it down to the last document. And he did a play called Ferguson. And he said all the witnesses, mostly African-American, were very clear. Michael Brown was on a drug-filled crime rampage and was attacking a police officer when he was shot. The truth was very, very different from what the mainstream media had been peddling about the shooting. Why is that important to know? Because the media is owned by the government. I warned you about it in 1998. I gave an important speech at the Commonwealth Club entitled Beware the Government Media Complex. In Germany right now, they have a mass of rapes that you cannot believe. And anyone who reports on the rapes is called a racist, a right-winger, a this or a that, by Angela Merkel, the communist, who has sought to destroy Germany. The very same issues are at play here in America. Exactly what's going on in Germany is going on here. But the point here, in the comparison to Germany, is that in Germany, the state-owned media is a complete propaganda arm of the oven stuffer Angela Merkel. Anyone who criticizes the media is called a Nazi, a fascist, or a right-winger. Does that sound familiar to you? I have been called every one of those names for 22 straight years by the illegitimate vermin on the left who have now destroyed this country almost down to the last policeman on the beat. There's almost nothing left for them to destroy. But they're working on it around the clock with money from George Soros and others who would like to destroy this nation once and for all. We are in a war for our very survival. There's an epidemic of the killing of police triggered by Barack Obama. Let me not mince words because I get tripped up. When I try to get too clever, I actually lose my train of thought. So let me make it real simple. One man to another. There's an epidemic of cop killing that came from the top down. It started at the beginning of the regime, the tyrannical regime, 8 years ago, almost 8 years ago, in Cambridge, Massachusetts, with the Beer Summit, where he took the side of the thug who was teaching at Harvard. Thugs come in all sorts of colors and all sorts of professions. A thug at Harvard attacked the police, and he had a beer summit. The thin man from Hawaii went and had a summit, and he came down against the police. Then it started to escalate with Eric Holder, another racist, in my opinion. It seems to me an orchestrated campaign that led to the death of police. Do I have to remind you what happened? Do you know why it's happening? Now, to top it off, you would think that they'd stop the rhetoric, wouldn't you? But they didn't. Hillary went to the NAACP, and instead of tamping down the rhetoric, she once again used her horrendous, hectoring voice to again say the police were wrong. So I tell you, how does this stop, and what is it doing to the police? How can you people on the left think that you're going to be safer if the black gangs rule the streets? Now, let me be very clear. I'll tell you what I think is going on. I'll make it very clear. And I have a solution, by the way, that you're not going to believe. It's out of left field, or shall I say out of right field. See, the big winners here are the drug-dealing gangs in the, quote, inner cities. They're the ones who are actually behind the killing of the police, because they're the ones who are incarcerated the most. The drug dealers. So now they've got a dream situation. They can do their, ply their trade in the streets without fear of a cop arresting them, because the mobs are liable to go berserk. So now they're free to deal drugs in the streets. The cops are afraid of them. This isn't exactly what you would do if you were running a drug empire, cripple the police. Well, there's a solution to it, which is make drugs legal. I know that's controversial. If you were to legalize most drugs, and those drugs that were being sold by a government store, as is still done in certain states in America with liquor. I think Vermont still has only government-owned liquor stores, believe it or not. I don't remember if that's still true. High taxation, that would eliminate the drug dealing in the streets. It would eliminate the gangs. And then the cops might be safe again. But that's one solution anyway. I know it's controversial, and I know it will increase drug usage. But the drugs are rampant anyway. We've lost the war on drugs because Obama refuses to prosecute it. The snake has triggered a race war in America. Cops are being killed. The media is glorifying their deaths while putting out crocodile tears about the brave fallen officers. Over to you, Wolf.
Well, here we are at the funeral in Dallas, and it's quite a thing to see.
These are the people who steamed up the deaths, the killing, the murder. They did it! But I'm not going to yell because it's not going to change anything. What's the point of screaming? Why should I scream? Why should I scream? I know what it's doing to this country. I know what the snake has done. I know what the snake intends to do before he leaves. He told us he wants to squeeze the last bit of change out of his time as tyrant. He said he would do it. Now, we're only into July. Let's see. What's the number of cops who are dead, Mr. Obama? What do you mean by the last bit of change? How many more have to die for you to be satisfied? Like a demon. The man is like a demon. There's no amount of mayhem that will be enough for the madman. Now, we the citizens down in the street on what the Chinese philosophers call the elbow-thrashing level of humanity or reality have to deal with the, let's say, the fallout from the demon's actions and his friends in the media. This means the everyday life of all of us has changed forever. How has it changed you? That's what I'd like to know. Because it's changed your life. I'll be right back.
Savage.
The race war that Obama has triggered, there's no other words for it. What do you want me to mince words and put it in another parlance? We know what's going on, black and white. Everyone knows what's going on in the country right now. He's triggered a war on police, and now it's come down to an epidemic of the murder of police. Of course, there's black and white police being killed now, which is terrible as well. In fact, one of the officers killed in New Orleans by a black male who was a former member of the Nation of Islam was a black man himself with a beautiful little child. Rip your heart out to take a look at this guy, this black cop. Beautiful little baby. He's dead. One of the other men assassinated by the crazy ex-Nation of Islam member in Baton Rouge. Listen to this one. He was a former crew chief aboard an attack helicopter in the military. He survived tours of duty in combat in a fast attack helicopter, and he got killed in the streets of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Obama has made the streets of America more unsafe for a policeman than it is for military men in a war zone. He has painted a target on their back. Any sane society would be impeached. You'd say it could happen. They could impeach him now and stop him. I think that impeaching him right now is what is needed to stop his agenda before it gets worse, before he escalates. We don't know what madness he has planned for tomorrow, do we? I'm also a realist. I know that the spineless people in the Republican Party would never do such a thing. Right now they're working to undermine Trump. They're trying to force a vote, as we speak, on the Never Trump movement. Never Trump delegates are trying to force a vote to destroy the force vote. They have enough signatures to force a full floor vote on the rules that the Republican National want to embarrass him. That means they're working for Hillary Clinton. That means that they're Benedict Arnolds. Okay. If you call them Benedictine Arnolds, they're probably all drunks. So how is the new war on police and the race war in America, this simmering racial hatred that Obama has unleashed, how is it affecting your life in a different manner? We've had calls in the first hour. One man said, as a black man, he feels more tension in the air wherever he goes. Even from other blacks, he's looking at them more in a more leery manner. He said that. He's more wary of everyone. And people are now, as I know it, they're drinking more. They're eating foods that they had on restricted diets. You're saying, come on, just listen to me. People are not giving, they're giving up diets. They don't care. They feel it's like the end of days. They feel as though they've stepped into a war zone. And there's a siege outside in the streets. And they're abandoning diets. They're staying home more. They're basically cocooning. They're not going out. They're afraid to go out because of what this maniac has unleashed in this country. So how has it affected you? There's a lot of things. You know, I'm a social observer and commentator. That's what I am. I'm not a politician. So I'm just observing and making comments on what I see going on. Here we have Hillary Clinton, the woman running against Trump, who speaks to the NAACP today, the National Association for the Advancement of Crimp Police. And instead of saying, tell your people to knock it off, she says the police need to learn to constrain themselves. This is after two more were killed over the weekend. She will destroy this nation. I thought maybe, you know, at some point I had hoped she wouldn't be as bad as we feared, that it was all right-wing rhetoric. I think she'll be worse than I fear. But I think what Merkel is doing to Germany is what Hillary will finish here in America. That's my personal fear. Here is a woman who has achieved something Hitler always dreamed of doing, which was, one, unifying Europe with Germany as the central ruler. Other than the Brexit vote in England, she almost had conquered England as well.
Savage.
From the minuet to the minaret in one administration is what came to me over the weekend. I thought that summarizes everything that I was watching and hearing. I was listening to classical music. I've turned off all talk radio. I've turned off all rock and roll. I've turned off all... I listen to either Mexican music, the new music of California, or only classical music. And I sit and ponder Western civilization and how great it is. And it dawned on me. I started to laugh in the car. Teddy appreciated it. I said to myself, we've gone from the minuet to the minaret in one administration, which I thought was quite clever. So let us begin now with some cretin called Robbie Mook. Where'd they get this one from? This is a campaign manager for Hillary Clinton with a voice like this? Listen to Robbie Mook. And you, by the way, he is a real Mook. Let's hear the real Mook, Robbie Mook.
What's disturbing to us is that experts are telling us that Russian state actors broke into the DNC.
Wait. There's too much in this first sentence for me to let you go on to the second. First of all, the man's voice is a giveaway that they don't know what they're doing. Couldn't they put someone in with a regular man's voice instead of this? That's number one. It bothers me. It disturbs me. That's number one. Next, he says, experts are telling us. What experts? Number two, he says, Russian state actors. Who invented this phrase, actors? I first started hearing it from the State Department. The most despicable terrorists on the planet are called actors. It's not a movie, you schmucks! That's number three. Of course, Mr. Mook, you're missing the main point, which is not who stole the emails, but why they were written in the first place. And Mr. Mook, while you're at it, can you engage the material that is existent between your ears and understand how bad this makes Hillary look? What is it that she's hiding that the Russians have released? You're not saying that the Russians hacked it, are you? Or you are saying the Russians hacked it, but you're not saying the Russians invented these emails, are you? Okay, so you're acknowledging the emails are real, which is why you fired Debbie Wasserfuhrmann Schultz. You got rid of the old washerwoman, which was long overdue. She's about the most unappealing person next to yourself that Hillary could have chosen. I have no idea why you were chosen. But nevertheless, how about one policeman, one war hero, one general on the platform instead of all of these creeps from the left? So America has a very clear choice in this election, doesn't it? It's a choice between a putative nationalist, I would say a moderate nationalist, Donald Trump, as I phrased it last week, father knows best, with a perfect family, or a woman who looks like Stalin's housekeeper, who's enmeshed in one scandal after another. I mean, do you want Stalin's housekeeper in the White House for 8 years, or do you want a fresh choice, a fresh chance? That's how I see it. But there are others pushing the conspiracy theory that Trump is working with Putin, which would be a good thing, by the way. Have you thought that through? Pinchy Sulzberger and company at the New York Times. What if Putin likes Trump? Is that a bad thing? I think it's quite a good thing, because we don't want war with Russia, Pinchy. That's unless you want to enlist in the Rangers or the Special Forces. I think they must have a special place in Special Forces for those guys from the New York Times. I don't know what exact command post they would be running, but I have no idea why they're so anxious for war with Russia. The worst thing that we can have right now is a war. Have you not studied war? Do you know that millions of people die in wars? Is that what you want, is war with Russia? May I remind you that Russia is a superpower with a fabulous nuclear arsenal? Is that what you want? You want them as your enemy or as your ally? Is there any brains left in the media, or am I the only one who has to point out that the email scandal, if it is the Russians who hacked it, is not really a scandal? The scandal is that the Democrats don't understand how bad it makes them look to even say this. Because now we're all asking, wait a minute, if the Russians did it, what exactly are in the emails that they're so nervous about? Well, we know some bad stuff was said about old Bernie the Seltzer Man. How long ago did I tell you he was set up as a fall guy? Is that news to you? That he was not a real candidate? That he was set up to make her look centrist? He was just a clown? Unfortunately, America is filled with so many clown followers, so many people who love the circus, that they actually fell in love with the old clown from Brooklyn and his Communist Manifesto Part 4, or whatever it is. I don't know, what is this, 4.0? Communism 4.0 for the foolish at heart? All right, so what did they do? What did we find out in these emails, amongst other things, that Debbie Wasserman and Schultz had to resign as a result of? Well, we found that they said, let's attack him on his lack of faith. What's wrong with that? He has no faith. He is an atheist. He said he's Jewish by birth, but not really Jewish by religion. He said that. So I don't understand the scandal here. He represents a good swath of the Jewish by birth people in America. I don't understand. Where's the scandal in that? They were going to smear him by telling the truth that he doesn't practice his religion? Can anyone explain the scandal in that to me, please? Is there a doctor in the house who can explain the psychosis that has infected the left, especially the Hillary campaign? Because they are skating not on thin ice, they're skating on imaginary ice. And believe me, they're not Jesus. Now, I could stay right on topic here and on point with this email thing. I think I made my point. So what if the Russians hacked the emails? That proves that Hillary's a loser to begin with. One, she said there was nothing in them to worry about, so she lied about that, number one. Number two, she said they couldn't be hacked. That was lie number two. And number three, the big lie is, so what if the Russians hacked them? They never said that they invented them. So what is it that they're actually saying to the DNC? That their secrets were let out, and that's a bad thing for who? It's a bad thing for them, because they live in secrecy like all communists do. And that brings us right back to a personality. I was reading a military magazine over the weekend, and about the Battle of Jutland. I know it means nothing to anybody. It doesn't really matter if I talk about a certain battle. But it's a certain gigantic battle between Germany and Britain in the Battle of Jutland. And they're talking about one of the naval commanders. And they said the commander chosen should have been gifted with tact, intelligence, and common sense. But Admiral Jackson did not satisfy any of these criteria. He was an arrogant man, and he had a contempt for the civilians of the intelligence community. And I started thinking about that in great detail. Tact, intelligence, and common sense. I have intelligence and I have common sense, but I lack tact. I admit that. It's why I'm in talk radio, not in politics. Point blank. Many of you hate me because I don't have tact, but you don't understand that I'm not in the business of making decisions for you. Do you understand where I'm coming from in this? So they replaced Debbie Wasserman Schultz with a MOOC that's been on here? Why did they pick this guy? Couldn't they pick somebody who was a little more attractive than this? What is a MOOC? That's his name, MOOC. I mean, if I were born with the name MOOC, I would certainly look it up in the Urban Dictionary. What is a MOOC? A male adolescent or young adult exhibiting an unpleasant, self-centered attitude formed during a sheltered upbringing. One who revels in their own ignorance. God! You know, sometimes life does imitate art. This is astounding. Now, the first time I heard the word MOOC was in the Scorsese film Mean Streets, meaning loser, where one of the characters says, I'm not paying because this guy's a MOOC, and the other guy says, I'm a MOOC? I'm a MOOC? Who you calling a MOOC? He doesn't even know what a MOOC is, and they get into a fight in the bar. Remember that one? Oh, a long movie, years ago. We're not talking about the Turkish prison rapes. We're not talking about the war of attrition against the West. We're not talking about the Muslim. The Muslim who went wild in Germany, in Bavaria. Where are the right-wingers in Germany? What happened to them? What happened to the men of Germany? What were they all rounded up and put into a prison? How are they not rising up and taking over the country or protecting their women and children from these mooks from Syria running around with machetes and blowing them up? Where are the Germans? I said to you, now what's the point? I'm not going to repeat what I said months ago, weeks ago. What's the point? How smart I am. I don't have to do that. I don't have to keep repeating, I told you so, I told you so, I told you so. Boring. I hear guys do it, I do it, I shouldn't do it. Those of you who follow the show know I did it. Those of you who read Government Zero or Stop the Coming Civil War or all the way back to Liberalism as a Mental Disorder and going forward to Scorched Earth, which will be out after Labor Day. You get it, okay? You get what I do. Things are still fairly good in America. Just bombs going off every once in a while. Someone else's family getting butchered. But we're not really at war with anybody. Not really at war with anybody. And so that's not a bad thing. The economy is kind of good. We don't really know it's good or bad. It's actually quite good, I think. Isn't it good, Robert? I don't know. One day, the left said terrible. The right says it's terrible, but most people in the middle are quite content. Did you know that? Did you know that despite all the screaming and yelling, the economy is not that bad? It's not that bad because if you pump enough money into an economy, it stays kind of pumped up. If you put helium into a balloon and the balloon starts to shrink and you keep pumping helium into it the way the Federal Reserve prints money, the balloon keeps floating. So Obama's a genius. He figured out what Stalin figured out a long time ago, which is state-controlled money is very good for a while. And as Margaret Thatcher brilliantly said, socialism, or in this case printing money, is very good until you run out of other people's money. Remember that coup of, when was that? Your friend Erdogan, who the media like George step on all of us? That slimy creature from ABC News who pretends to be a newsman, who's saying that it's Russia did this, Russia did that. That slimy creature had nothing to say about his friend Erdogan. Did you see what happened in Turkey? Have you found out what he has done to people in his country without a word from the blanks in the media? Have you seen how many people have been arrested, including school children? The closing of 1,000 private schools, 1,200 charities, the closing of 19 trade unions, the closing of 15 universities, the closing of 35 medical schools. In Turkey, and not one word from the very same left that's concerned about emails that were allegedly hacked by Russia. Have you seen what Erdogan, the Hitler of Turkey, has done since the fake coup? Is anyone alive out there? Well, you haven't seen it because the slime in the media are not reporting it, as they are not reporting on the Islamist origins of all of the attacks in Germany. It's either a deranged youth, a teen who was bullied. Every day it's another story. Except the true story. And what is the true story? The war of attrition being conducted by political Islam against the world. Be right back.
Savage.
From the minuet to the minaret in one administration. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. German bar bomber, ISIS soldier. Let's sweep that aside, though. That's not important. Syrian refugee killed a pregnant woman with a machete. That's not important. Merkel should be impeached and probably put on the death row for what she's done to her countrymen. I'm sorry, country. There are no countrymen in Germany. There are no countrymen in Germany at all. It's all one. Elect Clinton trial balloon. What is this on Drudge now? What an ugly outfit she's wearing. Where does she get the idea that looking like Mao Jr., a female Mao Zedong Jr., is going to get her over the top? Where does she get... Who is her dresser? Who advises her on clothing? It must be the same woman. Well, let's not go there. It's a family show. Here's another one about the war of attrition against the West. Syrian man denied asylum in Germany, injures 12, kills self in blast. Why is Merkel not in prison? I want to know what happened to the men of Germany. I want to know where they went. Where are the men of Germany? Where did the men go? Where did they go? How did they let these crazed Muslims run around? Where is the rioting in Germany? Where are the German men? What are they, on drugs? What happened to Germany? Now, I want to go back to another time in history. We had a very liberal president. Some would call him a socialist. His name was Franklin Delano Roosevelt. He was a four-term, a three-and-a-half-term president. And during World War II, right after Pearl Harbor, he did something that you've all heard about. He interred all Japanese-American citizens. They were all put into internment camps. Now, that could never happen again. Why, that we've been taught in school how evil that was. Now, it is true there was no Japanese terrorism in America during World War II. That is certainly a fact. But what you don't know about the internment during World War II, because it's been expunged from the history books by the communist liberal establishment, is that not only were the Japanese Americans interned in World War II, this is something I know because I've studied this for years. Do you know the German Americans and Italian Americans were also interned, but they never complained about it? Do you know the Joe DiMaggio, the great baseball player? He had a father who was a fisherman here in San Francisco. I learned this 20 years ago. His father was a fisherman. His father had a little boat, little fishing boat. Do you know that Joe DiMaggio's father's fishing boat was interred by the U.S. government during World War II for fear that as an Italian-American, they couldn't trust him? They gave it back to him after the war, I understand. Do you know how many other Italian-American immigrants in the United States were deemed enemy aliens and detained, relocated, stripped of their property, or placed under curfew? Do you know? You didn't hear about it? Because it doesn't fit the racist agenda, or shall I say the racialist agenda, of the radical left. All you heard about was the Japanese were interred and it was done because they didn't look like us. But as I said to you, 600,000 undocumented Italian immigrants in the U.S. were deemed enemy aliens. They were detained, relocated, stripped of their property, or placed under curfew. A couple of hundred locked in internment camps. You don't know anything about this. Some Italians remember this, and they call this chapter of U.S. history Una Storia Segreta. Una Storia Segreta, which means both a secret story and a secret history. Now, why would they do this to Italians? The largest immigrant group in the country at the time were Italians, and non-citizens who were Italian were targeted. About 600,000 of the country's 5 million Italians had not yet been naturalized, and they were forced to register as enemy aliens, carry photo ID booklets, surrender flashlights, shortwave radios, guns, binoculars, cameras, and other contraband. Did you know anything about this? Raise your hand if you do. Three of you might know it. There were FBI raids on private Italian homes, arrests, and detentions. In California alone, 10,000 Italians were evacuated, mostly from coastal areas and sites near power plants, dams, and military installations. Did you know prohibited zones were created? You didn't read about this in your little stupid newspapers? 257 people, 90 from the Golden State, Italians, put in internment camps for up to 2 years. Fishing boats were seized. Did you know that? Thousands of Italian fishermen lost their jobs. In San Francisco, 1,500 were idled, including Joe DiMaggio's father. Another 52,000 enemy aliens lived under nightly house arrest. Did you know that? Didn't read about that in the old San Francisco Chronicle? Instead, you heard about the internment of the Japanese because we're racists? No, we weren't racists, you see. FDR was a liberal. Last thing from racism was he. He did it because he knew that as a leader of the free world, as the commander-in-chief, he owed it to his people. Unlike this creature in the White House, FDR knew he had one job, and that job was to protect the American people, to keep them safe. This creature in the White House is the exact opposite of FDR.
Savage. Warning.
The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Amid opioid epidemic, rules for drug companies are loosened. You heard me right. You heard me right. And did you hear what just happened? It was in the LA Times. We're talking about a major drug problem in America of addiction to OxyContin and other opioids. This spring, with no public opposition, criminal lawmakers approved and the corrupt President Obama signed a new law that makes it more difficult for government to take action against the key player in the opioid crisis, the pharmaceutical industry. You see, under the corrupt Obama, the new law allows companies accused of failing to report suspicious orders of dangerous drugs to submit a corrective action plan to persuade the DEA to postpone or abandon proceedings against them. Did you hear this? This also undercuts the DEA in the following way. This is your Obama, the great man. The new law snuck in the middle of the spring, raises the bar for the Drug Enforcement Administration to temporarily suspend the licenses of such organizations who are peddling these drugs. Now, who backed this measure? Who smeared off Obama and the Democrat machine? Well, the measure to lessen the laws and to diminish, take the teeth out of the DEA was backed by drug makers, drug wholesalers, and pharmacy chains, including some targeted by the DEA in recent years for not doing enough to keep drugs from addicts and drug dealers. Are you ready for this? This was so egregious that the top DEA official for regulation of pharmaceutical firms quit the DEA last fall, in part, he said, because of a bitter dispute with members of Congress over his view that the bill was misguided and would worsen the epidemic. So, my friends, if you think that things are going to change under Hillary Clinton, you are mistaken. Bill is still in love with her. It's the love story. It's like that movie, Love Story. It's gone on for so long. And you know, how many other couples can boast that after all those years and all those infidelities, they're still together? It just shows you the bond, how strong it really is. It also shows you what a great woman she is, that she tolerated all of those stained dresses. Well, why shouldn't she tolerate those stained dresses? Look at what she's got out of it. She flunked out of, she flunked the D.C. bar exam, and look how well she did anyway, because of him. She was like a loser till she met him. This guy is the godfather. She flunked the D.C. bar exam and only passed the Arkansas bar. She had no job offers in Arkansas. And then was hired by the University of Arkansas Law School only because Bill Clinton, her husband, was already teaching there. No wonder she's in love with him. She's a total loser. And look where she is. This loser is now running for the presidency. She completely screwed up the entire world as Secretary of State. But because he is so powerful and owns the media, she's now running for the presidency, even though she screwed up the whole world. You wouldn't know it from Wolf Blitzer. You know, if there's a special place in hell for lying journalists, there has to be a special place in hell. I've read Dante's Inferno. And in the age of Dante, there were no journalists. But I would rewrite Dante's Inferno. Maybe I'll do that one day as a political joke book. And I'll create a new place in hell for the journalists who could have but didn't do their jobs. And in that place, there would be a picture of Wolf Blitzer, Jake Tapper, George Stephanopoulos, and all of the others who have abrogated their jobs by becoming nothing but paid pimps for Hillary Clinton. It's an embarrassment. So as I say, there's no reason to doubt the fact that they're in love. Look what she got out of the deal. Fact of the matter is, she got a great deal of good things out of it. She served on the board of the Arkansas Children's Hospital. Now, we don't know how much money was grifted out of there, but we know this. Why would she serve on the Arkansas Children's Hospital board when there's no money of it? Why? Her main board activity was to sit on the Walmart board of directors for a very high fee. So all along the way, she has benefited from her marriage to and relationship with Bill Clinton. And that's why the love story keeps going on. Isn't that wonderful? You know, it's beautiful to see such a loving couple, Bill and Hillary Clinton, after all these years. You know, not that many marriages last this long. This is a marriage based on love and only love, and that's why they sang What We Need Is Love at the Democrat National Convention. Now, the entire convention was a hate fest, as you well know. The DNC standing for adults, nuts, and commies. Just a hate fest from beginning to end. Then there was a flag burning outside. But I'm glad to see that Bill is still in love with his wife. You can imagine what it would be like if he didn't love her. Oh, my God, with all that trail of dead bodies out there. No, he didn't do it. I'm saying it was coincidental that while he was president, there were so many dead bodies piling up. Body bags, body bags, body bags. Of course, we don't want to talk about that, because now we have body bags building up around the world because of the weakness of the Democrat machine under Obama. For example, in Germany, they finally did the right thing. Did you hear what happened in Germany? Did you make it to your local newspaper? German police, armed police, smashed their way into a mosque and raided homes of the Muslim group accused of radicalizing other Muslims and grooming them for jihad. Armed German police launched a raid on a mosque. Oh, my God. Merkel permitted a mosque to be broken into? That's not right. Where is the Human Rights Commission now that we don't need them? Of course, we need to break into a few mosques in other places. I don't mean you and I. We have a government that's supposed to do it. That would be the job of Department of Homeland Stupidity. They should be monitoring mosques and breaking into the radical ones. Instead, they're breaking into the homes of returning war veterans. Apartments belonging to 8 board members of the radical German-speaking Islamic group DIK were searched by German police officers in Lower Saxony. Comes as a part of a crackdown on the group, which is thought to have been encouraging people to travel to Syria and Iraq to join the hate group ISIS. The group ran sermons, seminars, and lectures entitled The Hatred of Infidels. Well, the raid on Wednesday night is a very good sign. It involved up to 400 volunteer police who had enough. The German males who want to protect their women and children, as well as a special police task force. So they've gone after them by crashing in the doors of a mosque and broken into the doors of homes. That's because they finally had enough. Now, in France, what happened in France? You forgot that story, didn't make it to you during the Festival of Hate in Philadelphia? When two Muslim men went into a church in Normandy and cut the throat of an 84-year-old priest who had survived Hitler. They butchered the 85-year-old priest, Jacques Hamel, after forcing the Catholic priest to kneel at the altar inside a church in the Normandy town of Saint-Étienne-du-Rouvray. They also forced another man to record the execution before stabbing the hostage. The jihadists, both of Algerian origin, were shown pledging allegiance to ISIS leader, whatever his name is, in a video made before they stormed the church and held several hostages, including nuns they used as human shields. The stupid Pope had nothing to say about it. And so far as I know, Mr. Bill Donovan of the Catholic League has been silent. Bill Clinton's loving wife of collapsing in the polls. The problem is, there's no guarantee that Trump is going to win. Now, he's up in the polls. You want to talk about that? He's up 7.3% over Hillary, according to the latest poll. Which poll is this, though? Who's winning? Daily track of Clinton and Trump support. I don't know who did this one. USC, Dorn site, LA Times, president election. Well, if it's the LA Times, it's probably 17 points rather than 7. It could be she's collapsing, but it's too soon to tell. It's much too soon. The average dolt out there who's busy burning flags, they don't even pay attention to the election until after Labor Day. And I don't know if the polls mean very much right now. They've been wrong so many times before. Here's my gut feeling. It's so close, and things are not that bad for the average American. I know this is blasphemy. I'm supposed to sit here like the other wealthy talk show hosts who are rolling in money and say that we're all suffering. What a bunch of garbage. You think I'm going to join that festival of lies and be like Bill Clinton pretending that I'm humble and poor? I'm not humble and poor. I was poor, but I'm not. I worked my whole life, and I'm not a poor man. But for me to pretend I'm poor makes me sound like Bill Clinton, so I'm not going to join the parade of saying the economy's horrible while flying around in a Gulf Stream. okay, and living in 18 mansions. Please, let's stop the garbage. For the average American, the economy's doing well. I know there are, you know, pockets of poverty. We know that. And basically, most elections are about the economy, stupid. And they think the economy is doing well, and it is. And that's because when Obama took office, he inherited $10.6 trillion in national debt. The national debt is now doubled to $19.5 trillion. The average schmuck out there doesn't care that he prints money. The average putz out there doesn't care that this loser Islamist sympathizer in the White House has destroyed our national pride, weakened our military, decimated our schools, destroyed our moral fiber. They don't care about any of that. They don't care about social issues. I hope you understand that. You may, because you're the social warriors, but they're not. The average, and remember, 90-some-odd million don't work. They're sitting on their fat behinds collecting a government check, eating government cheese. They're happy with Obama. The last thing they want is Donald Trump to come along and take away any of that free cheese and those free things. I had a friend who just came back from Las Vegas. And he told me in Las Vegas, he overheard or was talking to 20-somethings who work in the hotels, in the bars, and they're all for Hillary. And there's only one reason they're all for Hillary, free stuff. They say, you know what, if we get Hillary, we're going to get more free things. That's all they know. So, you know, social warrior issues are very important to us, but it's not what motivates most Americans. So it's touch and go right now. And with the round-the-clock propagandists at the L.A. Times, San Francisco Chronicle, New York Times, Chicago Sun, Tribune, you name it, all the newspapers are run by radical leftists who are not journalists, they're propagandists. They would have worked for Joseph Stalin or Adolf Hitler just as well. It does not matter who it is. As long as they are on the left side of things, then they're fine with them. And so this around-the-clock propaganda against Trump, the fact that the economy is not doing that badly for the average person, gasoline prices are very low, in case you haven't checked. They're not $10 a gallon. Gas is cheap. I mean, let's be real. Am I wrong, Jim and Robert? The average person says, all right, look, the social order here is very disturbing. There's been one terrorist attack after another. But fundamentally, I'm not suffering that much. I can still go about my business. I'm afraid to start with Donald Trump. I don't know what he's liable to do. That's what they're thinking. And I would be remiss not to tell you what I see. That's my job. So I've just told you what I'm thinking. I'll be right back.
Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Here's another report on the religion of peace coming out of Germany from the UK Daily Express. German doctor's horror as patient screaming Allahu Akbar threatened to behead him. Dr. Attila Tan from Bonn, Germany, had just returned to work after a holiday, you see, when he was attacked by the crazed father of a 19-year-old Muslim he had treated. The Muslim teenager, who had previously fractured his leg, came back to the German hospital on Monday complaining of the rotten treatment he had received. The Muslim demanded further medical care from Dr. Tan, complaining about pain he said he was suffering from. Dr. Tan, a 54-year-old surgeon, said, look, the patient came in around 10 a.m. He was accompanied by his girlfriend, who wore a veil. Of course, she's holier than thou. He was radiating aggression that only intensified when I treated him. I explained everything to him, including the exercises he should be doing, but he wasn't listening. The irate Muslim teen stormed out of the doctor's office, shouting insults, only returned with his 45-year-old verminous father and younger verminous brother, 15. The verminous Muslim father, all on welfare, brought with him a 30-centimeter Rambo knife. Dr. Tan's wife, age 54, who works at the hospital reception, screamed for help when she saw the blade in the Muslim's hands. He was in surgery when the trio of Muslim madmen burst into the hospital. The doctor rushed towards the front desk and met the knife-wielding Muslim vicious attacker head-on. While trying to hold him down, Dr. Tan recalled, the father screamed at me, apologize to my son. Go down on your knees and kiss his hand. I'm not making this up. The younger son then grabbed me from behind and tried to push me down. It felt like the attacker was getting ready to behead me. The doctor's loyal wife was beaten as she tried to help her doctor husband and suffered a heart attack during the ordeal and had to be rushed to receive medical treatment. Dr. Tan said she just wanted to protect me the way he hit her. It hurt so much. The remaining staff and patients ran away and barricaded themselves in a visiting room and called the police. That's a report from the front lines of the Muslim invasion of Germany. If that's what you want in America, vote for Hillary. Now, despite the murders, the rapes, the killings in Germany, the psychopathic Angela Merkel said, despite all the murders in Germany, she's going to bring in more Muslims, despite the terror attacks. Wait, if that's not enough for you to show your liberalism as a mental disorder, the Pope, another nut, demanded that Poland open their borders to third world migrants. Wait, if that's not enough for you, there's more. It just shows you. Obama has allowed 400,000 illegal aliens from Central America since 2012. Wait, if that's not enough for you, it keeps going, it keeps getting better. Despite the murders and the rapes and the terror in Germany, that fat slob, evil communist devil, Merkel, why is she not arrested? Why is there no house arrest in Germany? How could they not arrest this woman? How do they let her do this? Where are the German men? They exist, they're tough, I know that. They finally got a few of them together to smash in the door of a mosque. Armed police smashed their way into a mosque and raided the homes of Muslims, accused of radicalizing Muslims and grooming them for jihad. Finally, they exist, but they've been deballed by this communist psychopath. Now, there's a reason that they're doing it. A, it's a hatred for their own nation. B, it's a hatred for white males. C, it's a hatred for Christianity. And four, it's to make sure in their minds, because there's a low birth rate, that these nations have a productive group of low-wage workers into the future. The Germans have stopped having children, you see. The girls just want to have fun. Heidi no longer wants to be a mother. She just wants to be a party girl. So, my friends, if you think that things are going to change under Hillary Clinton, you are mistaken. You're going to have more corruption. You're going to have more illegal aliens. You're going to have spiraling debt. You're going to have more crime and certainly more lies. Are things good now? I mean, my main point was I thought quite interesting, which is that things are not that bad right now, are they? I mean, we could scream doom and gloom, but everyone in the media that I know of in the top tier is doing very well, and they're all lying to you. We never had it so bad. The world's coming to an end. I don't understand how they can do that. I have a piece I did years ago called Love by the Sewer Plant. Raise your hand if anyone out there in this vast audience remembers Love by the Sewer Plant. Robert remembers it. It was in one of my earlier books of radio stories, Love by the Sewer Plant. It was about early love. It was very beautiful. It's not about sex. It's about love. Do you understand the difference? It's about a young love. It's about first love. And it's about that first feeling of love that everyone experiences if they're lucky. And you know, what I hear today is that love doesn't even exist amongst the young. They don't even know what it is. I am hearing and I am reading that they are so ingrained with digital and stuff like that, they don't even have love affairs. They don't even know what it is. Maybe the last generation is the last generation that's ever going to know real human love. Robert, is that a possible question that I could ask? I'm required by radio law. I will be arrested if I do not talk about Donald Trump or Ted Cruz. Where is love today? It's gone. Love is gone from America. The heart was killed. Where's love, maybe? That's what I'm asking. Where's the love in America? Every movie is filled with hate and violent pornography. There's no movie about love anymore. Think about this. Think about what Harvey Weinstein, that perverted sack of garbage, has done to this country. Sorry, Harvey, that's what I think of you. I think that you're one of the worst people in the history of the cinema. One of the worst and most vile people has ever crawled out of the swamps of Queens. You should have stayed there in the Mayfair Theater with a raincoat. Look at the garbage these people have produced in this country, and look at their results. I'm glad he's going broke. I read that his company's not doing well. God, what if he has to take a job and he comes to me, he's become my producer? No, I'm joking. No one's looking for a job with me. Okay. But look at where's the love in the movies? If someone put out a movie about love, it wouldn't sell. If it's only about murder, mayhem, gangs, tattoos, killing, perversion, even the lovemaking is all fake and wrong. Remember, all the idiots in Hollywood are so sick. Every scene with a man or woman, he's pushing her up against a brick wall with a fan going behind her. Remember that period in the 80s or 90s? Who came up with that one? Who makes love against a brick wall with a big fan going? That went on for 10 straight years. Every scene in every movie. For 10 years before that, all the anti-gun people, every movie had a pistol in their hand on the poster of one of the stars. Leon DiCaprio, gun. Every one of the anti-gunners, gun. So now, well, where are we in this country? Can anyone fall in love with the hatred and the anger? The kids still, they must still. You see, the thing is, I think the young still meet each other, maybe some. I don't know, do they? Can they still find someone at 16, 17, and their heart beats? They can't sleep? They can't focus? Their hands shake? Is that a human emotion? Or is that a symptom of the 1960s and 50s that disappeared? Does that exist? Is that a human thing? Because I read years ago when I was studying the issue of love, that love is actually a recent invention in human social history. I don't know who wrote it, probably some miserable human being. But it was an interesting observation that romantic love as we know it never existed until the period of the Renaissance, when it started to be written about, this flowery romantic stuff. Before that, it was like caveman stuff. You know, me man, you woman, those children, there's dog. That was it. And you, like, foraged, killed things, led a miserable, horrible life in a cave or a hut, and then you died. That went on for millennia. And then along came Shakespeare and the romantic writers, and then they started to talk about the glories of love, and then, I don't know, is it an invention? I don't think it's an invention, but does it still exist is the question. It certainly is. The human being is certainly capable of love, true love. But hey, can I tell you this? A very important thing for you to remember. I've done this only a few times. We are limited by our language. Remember I taught you this lesson many, many decades, how many years is this? 15 years ago? The English language limits our discussion of certain things, and love is one of them, because we have only one verb for love. So I love my wife. I love my dog. God, I love this pizza. Man, I love my radio show. God, I love how these socks feel. It's the same verb. It's pretty limiting. In Latin, there are 16 verbs for love. So the Italians, well known for their, let us say, involvement in this sphere of life, at least they used to be. Today, I don't know what they do. I don't know if they even love it. You know what the birth rate is in Italy? Like 0-1? I'm talking about Italians, not the Islams that are coming in or the others. But the thing is, 16 verbs for love, you know. I love my mother, one verb. I love my wife, two verbs. I love my pasta, three verbs. All different verbs. So what does that mean? There's different modalities of emotion. We're stuck. So we can't differentiate between a taco and a girlfriend in America. That's the problem here. Now, I've got some stories for you that I've got the red meat. You want the red meat right now, or would you like the corn? You want the corn, you want the green peas right now. Would you like to have the dessert before the main course? Here's some red meat for you. You know, you're thirsting for it. You heard about the Muslim train hacking, didn't you? Right? You heard about the radical Islamic youth who was brought in as an asylee from Afghanistan. And he ran through a train hacking people. He hacked up a number of people, the Muslim, screaming Allah Akbar. And he almost killed three Chinese tourists, almost butchered them to death. Hacked them up. So take a guess what the logical response was in Germany under the anti-Hitler who runs it. Compulsory Islam classes in state schools. Now, I couldn't make this up. Instead of saying we're not letting any more of these monsters in fact, we're going to start kicking them out, German authorities, the anti-Hitlers, are bringing in classes on Islam in state schools in order to make people more sensitive to Islam. If this is not an example of a nation that's committing suicide, tell me what is. Okay, there's so many other stories. You wonder about the subversion of the United States by Wolf Blitzer, how it all happened. And I'm supposed to pay attention now to the perfect family in Cleveland? It's like the whole thing is like the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. I like that. That's nothing wrong with it. But it is so blonde Christian white. Maybe that's the whole thing. They're giving us an option. America could be saved again if we go back in time. I mean, I don't know what the whole symbolism is here. Maybe that's the answer. Maybe we need two straight white men to straighten out America. Maybe that's the imagery that the ad people are presenting to us. Like, let's give two white guys a chance to straighten out America. We tried everything else. How'd that work out? The world is in flames. The country is upside down. Everyone's perverted. So let's try that for a minute. Let's try two straight white guys. Now look at the Drudge Report. Where does Drudge get these pictures? Is that Donald Trump near the slot machines? It looks like Michael Corleone in The Godfather 2. Where'd he get this picture from? How old was he here? Like 31, 32? Where's Fredo in the background? Now, the fact of the matter is, we can talk about the substance if you'd like, but I'd rather talk about the substance of the subversives who are undermining whatever scintilla there is of decency. And if I were to focus on how the progs in the media are conducting psychological warfare, subversion, and control of your mind, I think you'd be quite pleased. And that's what I'm going to talk about. How the progs like Wolf Blitzer, the others with the headphones, are actually conducting a form of psychological warfare, subversion, and control of your minds. They are subverting your mind step by step and stage by stage. How else would you explain what occurred, which I covered in some detail, and that's the issue of Mrs. Trump's speech. Yes, of course, there was a little tiny overlap, but that wasn't the issue. The issue was is that Melania is so appealing that the Hillary Clinton camp went insane, fearing that Mrs. Trump would in fact capture the attention of the women of America who don't like Hillary very much. And if they have a choice between a beautiful, accomplished woman who is an actual immigrant who waited online, who speaks four languages and runs a successful business, and on the other side, a woman who looks like Stalin's housekeeper, who is enmeshed in Soviet-era corruption, I think that most women will go for Mrs. Trump. And of course, that's why the vermin in the media created a non-issue out of a little overlap in the two speeches. Have you forgotten Benghazi? Have you forgotten the Clinton Foundation cash? Somehow that didn't make it to the subversives in the media who are worried about a few lines and overlap from a speech that Mouchel gave a number of years ago. And then, of course, all these geniuses, these subversives, never looked at the abuse of the taxpayer through Michelle's endless travels around the world. The scandal of a mother living in the White House at taxpayer expense. The scandal of Michelle and her 72 personal assistants. The scandal of her travels. Her rhetoric that has led to a disaster in America. The speeches at colleges, which we have played numerous times. The sudden discovery by Anderson Blooper and company. What are the other scandals that have been buried? Have you forgotten about the Muslim attacks in America as a result of the collapse of the Democrat machine and its ability to protect the American people? Have you forgotten the scandals that actually surround Obama? Of course you have. And that is because of the psychological warfare, subversion, and control of your mind by the subversives. But they're much more than deeply subversive. They're actually quite damaging to the survival of America. So that's why I said to you, when I watched Wolf Blitzer, I literally wanted to reach through the screen and grab him by his necktie and pull him out of the television set and slap him in the face and say, what happened to you? How could you, as a descendant of Jewish people, how could you, as a man born in Israel, be doing this to America? When you know very well that the Democrats lied to the American people, John Kerry should be in prison for what he did. Ben Rhodes will be in prison for what he did. They gave Iran a path to the nuclear, to a nuclear weapon while they sold the American people on a false bill of goods. And you know it, Wolf. How could you let this happen? Why are you on the wrong side, Blitzer? And all the others of the same mentality. Why do they hate this country so much? Okay, so we can reduce the tension here amongst ourselves. And really, if we stop looking at policies themselves, I don't know what they're standing for anymore. I don't know what their platform is. We looked into it, and we did a deep analysis, by the way. If you think it's just a throwaway show, I have it somewhere here. We did like a 50 points of their... Here it is. The GOP platform on taxes, Glass-Steagall, government pensions, Wall Street regulation, tort reform, higher education, religion, and the military. We found official... English is the official language, Federal Reserve, their platform. And then we compared and contrasted with my book, Government Zero, And we found that much of their platform came from my book, Government Zero. So if you study the platform for the experts out there who do study these things, there is some meat to the bone. Be right back.
Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth and financial future. Call 1-800-289-2646.